to do that right now?
Well, that's a reasonable question, Chip. Ernie?
Yeah, dear?
The Chip wants to know if you have to do that right now.
Well, sure. How do you learn unless you practice?
That answer your question, Chip? How do you learn unless you practice? Ernie?
Yeah, dear?
Is something bothering Chip lately? I mean, he seems to have lost his sense of humor the last few days.
Hey, it's the test.
Ernie?
Yeah, Dad?
Come here a minute, will you? What test are you talking about?
His driving test. It's Fred the driving guy, a clobbering when he has to drive around the block.
Oh, well, he shouldn't worry about that. I think the driving inspectors are quite fair.
Yeah. Only all the guys get real nervous when they have that driving around the block junk. There's a kid in my class that's got a brother who ran over the inspector guy's foot before he got in the car here. He fainted and everything.
Who fainted?
Well, the guy.
Ernie, would you mind giving a name to your personal pronouns? Now, which guy fainted? The man who had his foot run over or the boy?
Well, the man. The boy just passed out.
That's fine.
Hey, Chip, you ate about 9 minutes ago. Will you cut that? What's he doing in there? Killing chickens?
Somebody talked him into joining the orchestra at school for extra credit.
Well, I think it's wonderful that he can pick up a new instrument like that and do even that well.
You do? Well, I think it's dumb.
Did I say something wrong?
No, he's all nervous about that driving test he's going to take in a few days.
Hey, Rob, I just had an idea.
Huh?
Why don't I take my driving test the same time Chip does?
Well,
you always said I should be able to drive. It would help Chip if he thought that someone else was going through the same torture he is.
Yeah.
What a wonderful idea. I'll study the written stuff, and tomorrow you can teach me to drive.
What? Huh? Drive? To teach who? Nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Under the California law, you must never drive faster than is safe.
All right, all right, all right. I made one little mistake, and you yell at me so half the neighborhood can hear. One little mistake.
Right. One little mistake and five big ones. Where are you going?
Upstairs, if you think I'm capable of negotiating the turns.
What was the little mistake?
She tried to turn left in the garage.
Turn left in the garage?
Chip, you stay out of this. You're the one who started the whole thing.
What? What did I say?
Chip, you don't make fun of a guy's wife when she tries to turn left in the garage.
All I'm trying to do is get a driving license. Why does everybody have to get in on it?
I was going with a girl once, and I was teaching her to drive my brand new air-cooled Franklin. And you know what she did? She ran it into a cow.
A cow?
Yeah, and in order to run into a cow, you had to leave the highway, break down a fence, cross a ditch, knock down a farmer, and back into a bull. She did them all. I think it had something to do with me never getting married.
Honey, maybe you just weren't cut out for it.
After one lesson. Oh, Rob, sometimes you can be ridiculous.
Well, look, some people never do learn how to drive. Like, maybe Heifetz wouldn't be so good playing the trombone.
Hi, Dad. Heifetz could have played the trombone if anybody would want him to. Not after one lesson. I could drive a car and a teacher that didn't holler at me every time I stalled the thing.
Katie, you don't stall a thing. You stall the engine.
Kids.
And you stall it 40 times in the driveway alone.
You said yourself that if I gave it too much gas, I'd shoot into the street. What's better to stall than shoot into the street, isn't it?
Kids.
Well, we never got to the street. Ernie, will you quit that?
You don't have to pick on Ernie just because he... Dad, would you teach me to drive?
Oh, now, Katie, I'm sure you and Robbie can work this out.
Dad, I love her and I want to keep it that way. She's had her last driving lesson from me.
Would you do it, Dad?
Well, sure, I guess so, Katie. When?
Now? Well, well, you'll see I'm not half as dumb as Rob says I am. Please.
Katie, it may be a little easier to start the thing with ease.
Now, I've been around cars all my life, so I know a little bit about them. But you act as if I came from another planet or something.
Okay.
Tell me even the silly little things that you know I already know.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, the first thing you do is put the key in the ignition.
Aren't you going to get in?
Well, I can show you right from here, Kate.
Oh, now, please?
Okay. Oh, wait. Now,
this is the ignition, and this is the brake,
right,
and this is the gas. You want me to start it again?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Away we go. Where are we going?
Well, Katie, you see, you didn't put it in gear.
What's another confusing thing? It says R&D. It sounds like a prescription or something.
Well, of course, the R means reverse, and the D is for drive, right in my head. What are you doing now?
Well, starting over. I think a complete sequence makes more sense, don't you?
I'll tell you, Katie, why don't I get in the driver's seat and I can show you?
Oh, no. I've seen other people drive. Now I've actually got to do it.
Okay.
Now, key on.
All right.
Put it into D. Give it a little gas, and away we go. Well, why aren't we moving?
Well, Katie, you didn't release the emergency brake.
Right.
You're going to start all over, huh?
Key on. Put it into D. Release the brake. Give it a little. No. Right. Release the brake. Away we go.
Have all that work and everything. Tomorrow's the driving test. I want to sort of pretend you're the driving guy.
Well, that's a good idea, Chip. Let's go.
I'm not a crack-up like Katie. I know what I'm doing.
Good. Show me.
Notice how I put out my hand and everything?
Yeah, I feel like an astronaut. Chip.
Well, sorry, Dad. The guy behind me. Want to see me park between those two cars, Dad?
I wish you would.
Well, see, Dad, the difference between me and Katie is, well, I know how wide the car is, how long it is, and all that. And I have these great reflexes. And in her age, Katie's reflexes are already jammed up.
Chip, I think we'd better have a little talk. Now,
let me show you how I can get out of here one move. You mean that slow?
That slow, Chip.
But that's old lady stuff.
Have you ever noticed how many old ladies there are still around? Chip, you drive fine, and your reflexes are all you say they are. But, a car is still a new thing to you. So before you have an accident to find out, just take my word for it. Speed is treacherous. I hope that sounded like a lecture, because it was.
I'm getting so I can tell the difference. I'll be careful tomorrow, honest.
Good. Now, would you mind driving me over to 12th and Forrester?
Well, what's over there?
Well, as near as I can recall, that's where my hat blew off.
Okay, then.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hi, Steve.
So I didn't see Robbie's car out there. I guess the kids aren't back from their driving test yet, huh?
No. I hope Katie didn't run the car and the inspector up a tree when she took the test.
Well, Katie doesn't have the natural reflexes that Chip does, but she's very careful.
Well, she'd better be. She misses the driveway 4 out of 5 shots. Oh, can't we do something about Benny Goodman up there? This driving test business has got the whole family on edge without him clobbering the air. Well, here they come. Looks like you and me won't be doing much driving from now on with 2 new chauffeurs in the family.
I passed. Look, 100%.
Wonderful, Kate.
She passed the driving part with flying colors, too. Of course, a couple of smiles in the right places can do wonders.
How did Chip come out?
I had no idea they were so efficient at the motor vehicle department.
How did Chip come out?
Wait till she gets back that convict picture they took of her for the permanent license.
Well, he didn't give him any time to get set. He just said, stand there, and poof, he took the picture.
Did anybody ever say how Chip came out?
Does that answer your question?
I can't wait to find out how Chip does with his driving test this morning. Sure hope he passes this time.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Have you seen the keys?
Chip has them. He's using my car to take the test in. His pal Eddie drove him over until he gets the license.
Oh, I mean the keys to Dad's car. He said he'd leave it here for me while he played golf.
Oh, did you look in there? Hey, that's my car. I can tell that door slam anywhere. Chip?
Hey, how'd you do?
I got a 95. And the driving part was a cinch this time.
Good call,
my glad, Chip.
Hey, you guys. I know what a creep I've been lately.
Listen, Chip, we were all under a strain. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to take my car to the library. See you about dinner time, honey.
Congratulations, Chip.
Thanks.
Bye.
Did Dad say where he was going to leave the keys to his car?
Yeah, I think they're in here. Why?
Well, he said if I passed the test, he was going to leave his car so I could sort of drive around and show the guys.
Oh.
Anything wrong?
No. It was just that he said I could take it to do the shopping. I guess he forgot.
Listen, you take it, then.
Oh, no. I've been driving by myself for a couple of days. You take it. It's more of a novelty for you.
Okay.
Chip, I have an idea. Why don't you take the car for an hour or so, and then I can take it to do the shopping, and you can take it after that if you want.
Okay, Katie. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So what'd the guy say when you drove up all by yourself in Dad's car and everything?
And they pretended how it wasn't a big deal or anything.
Must be a neat feeling to be driving all by yourself without somebody yelling at you.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, how long does it take Katie to do her shopping?
I don't know. She hasn't been doing it long enough for anybody to time her. Hey, where are you going when you get the car this time?
Past a couple of girls' houses that I know. Hey, here she comes now.
You better stand back. She's not too good at staying on our property yet.
Thanks,
Katie. Hey, Guy, what a neat scrape.
Scrape? What scrape?
Right there.
Oh.
Oh, that's too bad, Chip. When did that happen?
What do you mean, when did that happen? I didn't do that.
Well, I drove to the market and straight back. I didn't come within 40 feet of another car.
Well, neither have I. It had to be you.
Huh? He wasn't there when Dad left it. That makes you guys feel any better.
Really, Chip, I resent your implying that I would do a thing like that and then try to squirm out of it.
Wait a minute, Katie.
You're making it sound as if I'm lying or something.
What, Katie? I've seen you drive. You could get sideswiped by a bus and never even notice it.
A boy who gets a 95 on his written exam shouldn't accuse a girl who gets 100 of not knowing how to drive.
Yeah, well, I would have got 100, too. Except nobody pays any attention to me when I bat my eyes.
I won't dignify that with an answer. I'm telling you this. I didn't put the scrape on your father's car. He didn't do it, so that leaves only one. You.
Ha! Huh. Your own husband said you tried to turn left in the garage.
You yelled at him.
And she yelled right back at him. She must have a little Irish in her somewhere.
Well, I don't like Chip losing his temper at his sister-in-law and accusing her of things she probably didn't do.
Yeah, well, she did her share of accusing. Well, how'd the poker game come out tonight? Did you win for a change?
Oh, I had a big night, Charlie. 180 cents. I'm going to have a little talk with Chip.
Look, I know I'm no Solomon or anything, but I say let them settle it themselves. They had the fight. The air is clear now.
What did Robbie say?
Oh, I had to do everything but clobber him with a milk bottle to keep him from going after Chip. But he's okay now.
Charlie.
Yeah?
You didn't happen to be driving.
Me? I've been walking ever since those two got near a license. So I didn't do it, and you didn't do it. Katie says she didn't do it, and Chip says he didn't do it. It must have been the tooth fairy.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Steve.
Feel like one of the family.
No kidding. How come?
My grandmother has a saying that I never paid much attention to until now. She said that there's nothing colder than a discussion, nothing so full of love as a fight.
Yeah.
This is it, Roger. Congratulations. Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm Roy Wells, and this is my fat-headed son, Roger. He bashed into your car yesterday.
Oh. You know, the kid just got his driver's license yesterday. So I, like a dumb clock, told him he can drive the car down to the market and pick up some cigars for his mother. No, not for her, for some company we're having over. Anyway, he takes the car, drives it down to the market, parks weird or something, and on the way out, scrapes your car. About $40 worth of damage, I'd guess.
50.
Possibly. Oh, what did you say your name was?
I didn't say. My name's Steve Douglas. This is Mr. O'Casey.
Well, the kid here keeps his brains in his hip pocket or something because after he hit your car, he went back inside the market.
Well, I went inside the market to get a piece of paper and pencil. Well, I was going to write you a note and...
Just a minute, boy. I'll handle this. Anyway, after he hit your car, as I said, he goes back inside the market. Then when he comes back out again with the paper, your car is gone. But he remembers your license number. He gets his memory from me. So we did a little tracing and, well, here we are. We may be dumb, but we're honest.
Gosh, Mr. Douglas, I'm awful sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
I'm sure you didn't, son.
Well, anyway, here's my card. We'll let the insurance companies handle it.
Fine. Thanks for dropping by, Roger. It was a hard thing to do.
Yes, well, my boy here, he'll be grounded for a month or two until he learns how to drive this car. Come on, boy, let's go. Yeah, I really can't understand the kid. I taught him how to drive myself. Thought I had it reversed.
Thank you.
Dad?
Gotcha.
I just want to say, thanks for not being a creepy father like that man today.
Oh, you mean Mr. Wells? I think he was just trying to cover up his own embarrassment, Chip.
Yeah. Well, you never did anything like that to us in your whole life. Just wanted to sort of let you know. I noticed it.
Thanks. I think Ernie's improved a lot in the last few days, don't you?
My Three Sons is twice as nice when you see it twice. So stay tuned for more middle-class suburban hijinks on another episode of My Three Sons, next, only in TV Land.